USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The five voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire have had their say. Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. The midnight voting, a 60-year-old tradition. As Democrats try to rev up voters ahead of the New Hampshire primary, President Trump in town for a Keep America Great rally. Thousands of people standing in line for hours and hours in the cold rain and snow, holding umbrellas. The president trying to reach voters across the state.
From Nashua to Dixville, from Portsmouth to Plymouth, from Concord to Claremont, and from Meredith to right here in Manchester, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54 and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Violent crimes against police officers in New York City continue to escalate. Two New York City police officers recovering after being shot over the weekend by the same crazed gunman at two different locations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
They have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police. I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA News for your health, the latest now on regulating tobacco and vaping products. USA Radio's Tim Burr reports.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.